Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Yep, it's Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. Glad to be your host during this special time of the year. Some Christmas things coming up today for you on The Good Stuff. And just a reminder, today going on is the TK Angus 41st Annual Bull and Female Sale just east of Valentine. Go to tkangus.com and again, online bidding today for the sale at DV Auction.
Tri-State Livestock News. You know, that's where you go if you want the expert information. They are your guide to agriculture for those who value solid, dependable, accountable information. They're the Cattleman's publication. Tri-State Livestock News. TSLN.com to subscribe. It's what ranchers read. And boy, did they ever send out a ton of Merry Christmas wishes to each of you.
From Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. And a Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn. It had been a rough year, a single father with two young daughters. I was out of work and out of money. With little choice, I told the girls, it looks like our gift from Santa will be the gift of our love for each other. Then a miracle occurred. I won $1,000 in a contest. I kept it a secret as I went on a shopping spree and spent Christmas Eve wrapping presents for my girls, all the time thinking, boy, will they be surprised. The next morning, I went to the living room to lay out the gifts and froze. There were already dozens of presents under the Christmas tree, all with my name on them. My girls had told Dad that Dad wouldn't be getting any gifts, so they'd carefully wrapped their favorite stuffed animals and other toys so that I would have a Merry Christmas. As I stared at the gifts through my tear-filled eyes, I promised myself to never again doubt Santa Claus.
Here's another one, Mike, by the way. That might be one of my favorites for the season. On Christmas Eve, my husband went next door to retrieve a gift for our son and daughter. I had just slipped into bed when I heard him return. Our three-year-old son also heard him, and soon he was lying in my bed clinging to me, nervously excited that Santa was in the house. We waited in silence for a few minutes until he whispered, "Too bad Daddy can't be here."
Yep.
Indeed. Another little story. While I was president of a state college in New York, I came home from work one December day and drove my five-year-old son, Brett, to Santa's village. Brett was nervous but excited and had a long wish list of toys clutched in his hand. When it was our turn, we approached the great man, seated in his big chair. That was when Santa, who turned out to be a student at my college, stood up, extended his hand, and said, "Dr. Anderson, this is an unexpected pleasure." Brett dropped his list, stared at me with astonishment, and said, "Why didn't you tell me you knew Santa?"
Got an inside track there.
There you go.
Well, this is, since we're doing little short Christmas stories, how about a Christmas coal? Two naughty boys begged their father to open one present on Christmas Eve. With a knowing look, their father handed them two big boxes filled with coal. Just remember, this is only the first present. He wanted them to learn a lesson, but not to be too disappointed. Upon opening the coal, the two boys jumped up and down in excitement. Confused, the father looked at them, asking, "Why are you so excited about coal?" The youngest boy looked at him in exasperation. "You said this is only the first present, and we really didn't think Santa would bring us that train." Optimistic there.
Very good.
Do you have anything else today?
I have another little short story, our theme today, apparently. While driving home to Iowa through northern Arizona, a young woman came upon an older woman hitchhiking. Because the trip had been long and lonely, she stopped the car to allow her to climb in. During their conversation, the older woman glances at a brown bag sitting on the front seat between them. "If you're wondering what's in the bag," offers the Iowan, "it's a bottle of rare wine. I got it for my husband." Her passenger looks at the Iowa woman, impressed, and nods appreciatively. "Good trade." You didn't see that coming, did you?
I did not.
Well, let's send out Merry Christmas wishes. Safe driving as well. From WW Tire Service, with 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota, they want you to have the very merriest of holidays.
Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche is grateful for their customers and community. They'd like to encourage you to stop, pause, reflect, and pray. Have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats. And that's the good stuff.